Welcome to Empire Building. I'm Wendy Papazan, and together with my four co-hosts, we bring you weekly unfiltered conversations about leadership, growing a big empire, and living on your own terms.
I'm Kimber Lovett-Minkiti. We are investors and wealth builders with over $75 million in combined net worth.
I'm Sarah Reynolds. We are visionaries who've built more than 50 businesses with over $122 million in annual revenue.
I'm Tiffany Fikes. We've led thousands of people and do it all while being pretty good moms.
And I'm Seychelle Van Poole. We are your podcast to learn how to build big businesses and even bigger lives.
Hey, listeners, it's Wendy Papazan and my beautiful friend Kimber here today. And we're so excited about our topic because it's back to school time. Hard to believe. Back to school
is
here.
It is hard to believe. Hey, Wendy.
Yeah, I know. I had a great summer, actually. Austin had a really beautiful, kind of cool, weirdly rainy summer. So I don't know. Summer was really nice.
It was good.
Yeah, but it's back to school.
It like flew by, but it is time. Yeah, we had a mild one too and lots of travel. And so everybody's locked and loaded.
Yeah, you've got four kids. So yeah, what are your, how old are your boys now?
Yeah, so we have a rising junior in high school, which seems crazy. Two middle schoolers, seventh and eighth grade, and Cam bringing it up with kindergarten, which he is super pumped about. So mornings are a little crazy in our house.
Wow. Yeah. So all the kids, so you've got three schools basically.
Really four schools because our middle schoolers got to go. So we have four schools, four drop-offs, right? Four different schedules.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it's like the summers are such a nice like respite from the badness that is getting ready to kick off.
Yes. Yes. We're here to help you with those hectic mornings. And if you are an entrepreneur, if you are a parent, even if you're not a parent, we're here to help you with those crazy hectic mornings. But especially if you're a parent, back to school, gosh, those first few weeks getting kids back into a routine is so stressful. And as someone who is an empty nester, I can say it's awesome because you don't have to do the morning routine anymore. So for those of you that are there in the flux like Kimber is, you'll get there someday. So
yes, yeah. Yes. And I think there is like just how you shift it, because in some ways, wait, kids are not, there's something like just the way we were raised, right? Back to school, the fall, like it creates almost another form of a reset, similar to like the January. And so I think it's a good time to just think about how you really win the morning and win the day by how you get it started.
Yes, I love that. So today we're going to talk about seven hacks for hectic mornings. Yeah. So Kimber's going to kick us off with our first hack. Like, let's just get into it.
Let's do it. And the first one I think has been a game changer for me, which is really defining your like you time. How do you start the day? Like, setting it up for you. For me, that often that looks like I got to get up before the kids, which, you know, has taken a little bit of time to get ready, but really just even 15 minutes. In my ideal world, it's closer to an hour, but that I'm up before like the madness ensues, and being able to identify like the things that I want to get done. I really have built in a powerful morning ritual that I do, right? Like I'm going to get up, I'm going to do my reflections. I'm going to do, if I can get a stretch, even if it's just a stretch, right? If I get a workout in, like coffee routine. And then when the world starts, like I'm already feel like I'm much more balanced. So having close out the night before, knowing what I'm going to do, like just knowing what the morning like ritual schedule is, makes such a big difference. But starting that day with your own time has for me been a game changer.
Yeah, that's so huge. I mean, one of the things that I used to do, which just kind of settled my mind even before I went to bed, is I would write down the top three things that I needed to get done the next day. So what that allowed me to do was, you know, as I'm there with my family in the morning, I can be more present because I already know what the priorities for the day are. And I'm not having to split my focus. I'm not like in my head about, oh my gosh, what do I need to do? I've got this, I got that, I got to follow up on that. So just that little bit of organizational time, like before I went to bed, you know, 10 minutes of writing my priorities down really, really helped me sort of win the day the next day. And I think, you know, if you're getting up, I'm sure that's part of what your routine was.
Yeah.
You know, in that hour that you had, Kimber, but just even for Absolutely. Me, just having it the night before helped so much. So
what I think getting rid of the phone, this is not, you know, something I'm constantly a work in progress around, but being able to not have the first thing that you do is wake up in the morning and pick up your phone. Because then whatever has happened, even if you've got like that beautiful list like Wendy's talking about, somebody else's priority and their to-do list becomes yours in your inbox. So not having that first hour involve you picking it up. It also is going to impact your mood, whether it's like I looked at the headline of what's happening in the world or something jumped into my inbox that's a fire. And now that has actually derailed your morning. So like just having that first hour for me that doesn't actually involve like grabbing the phone and just popping into my inbox has been a game changer.
Well, and that's so huge because so many people suffer from anxiety. We've got a mental health crisis in our country. And a lot of that has to do with complete lack of work-life balance, you know? And so what Kimber's talking about is, hey, you know what? You can take the morning for yourself. You can be fully present with your kids, and then you can roll into work and kind of start your day. You know, ever since the advent of the cell phone, we've seen an exponential increase in work-life imbalance just because we're constantly, constantly connected. So yeah, great advice. The next thing that you can do, our hack number two, is really to prep the night and the week before. And a lot of the times, depending on the ages of your kids, this involves your children. So if you're laying out your clothes the night before, why don't you get your kids to pick out their outfits and lay out their clothes? I know I had one picky kid who was really particular about their clothes, and I had one kid who still doesn't really care what he wears at all. And letting the picky kid make the choices just stopped a lot of battles happening the morning of. And then like pre-pack the backpacks, make sure the homework's loaded up, permission slips, sign forms, lunch money, all that kind of stuff. If you can just spend a little bit of time getting all that stuff sorted before bedtime, so much the better. And then we always did our lunches in advance. So first of all, if your kid wants to take hot lunch, I mean, let them.
Amen.
You don't have to pack a lunch then, you know, just let them. I mean, I know it's not always like the best food in the world. However, I was always the big proponent of like, just do it. Take your lunch. Just you get to pick. Then we don't have to pack lunches. Shower, bath the night before. My kids always did that. I can't imagine having my kids all showering in the morning. That seems insane. I know as kids get older, like for sure my teenagers definitely did in the morning, but when they're little. And honestly, if all this prep the night before feels like a lot, then that might be an area where you consider getting a little bit of help, right? So it might be that you hire someone to do the lunch prep for the week. You hire someone who, maybe it's someone who's watching your kids in the afternoon. They're going to get the backpacks all ready to go. You know, they're going to help their kids pick their clothes out. As little as, you know, maybe 5 hours a week, something like that would probably change everybody's day, you know, because it's just not fun to walk into work or walk into school stressed, hectic, exhausted, all of that stuff. So
preparation solves so many problems. So if you've got it the night before or even the week ahead, like what are the things that, like what are the lunches your kids enjoy? What are the dinners that you need? How does that inform the list? Because when they've, like we talk a lot about authorship is ownership. So did they get to pick out, hey, these are the snacks that I want to have for the week. This is what we're going to have for lunches. Everybody knows. What clothes are we going to wear? Let's get them all straightened out. And that just makes your morning routine go so much faster and brings everybody's anxiety down. I've got a really anxious kid. So just knowing the plan and knowing that it's already like laid out, we don't have to have a debate about, you know, whether or not those shorts are wrinkled or where's your belt or like, right, the uniforms have been incredible for us. And having it all ready to go the night before is a huge, huge saver.
Well, and I think sometimes limiting, especially when kids are little, limiting choices helps a lot. Like I always used to say, hey, you've got two choices for your outfit tomorrow. You pick this one or this one. And then also just limiting the wardrobe in general. I know this kind of sounds weird, but if you've got so much laundry, if you've got the kids have so many choices, they've got, you know, 13 pairs of pants that they get to choose from, consider editing their wardrobe. And this is true for the listeners as well. If you're someone who struggles with it, consider doing like a capsule type wardrobe. And not that you're going to get your kids a capsule type wardrobe, but you kind of can. You know, you can have five pairs of shorts and five shirts and the kids get to pick each one. And then, you know, you got to do the laundry. And honestly, simplifying everything, getting rid of things actually helps the chaos a lot.
100%. I love that. Next up is really creating a visual checklist, right? Making sure that there's a way for kids to see it. This has been another like powerful hack for our family. because they are more visual. And so reminding them, I mean, I have four boys. So literally I couldn't, it was driving me crazy that you were coming downstairs and I was reminding you to brush your teeth. Like, I'm like, dude, every morning it's the same thing. And I realized, so I was like, well, okay, let's just put a checklist here. And like, it becomes really clear. Like, these are the things that they need to do. And the same way, Wendy, you're talking about the cell phone, like, you know, our middle schoolers got cell phones. And literally last year, I thought I was going to lose my mind because they would come down and they literally, like, they leave their phones in the kitchen, but they would come down and they were gone, right? They were lost. And so we would be trying to get out the door and they didn't have their backpack ready. They didn't have their shoes on. So the checklist, and honestly, setting timers on the phone so that they can't even use them before 8:15. So it wasn't even like an option, got us really back on track to say, okay, here's the things that we have to do before we get out the door. If they needed a reminder, I have a checklist in the kitchen, I have a checklist upstairs, and it just, even with the five-year-old, right? It really helps everybody know, this is what I need to do to make sure that I'm ready to roll. Because the reality is, like, someone's going to get up late. Something's going to happen. Like, every morning, even with a beautiful flow, it's not going to work. And it just helps bring all the stress down when everybody knows what's next.
At Her Best Life, we're not just building businesses. We're growing our net worth, leveraging our platforms for good, and living our big lives. And that's what Empire Circle is all about. It's an executive membership designed for ambitious business women leaders who want more. More growth, more profit, more impact, and more freedom. This is where powerful, deep connections meet powerful results. Apply now at herbestlife.com and join us by stepping in to Empire Circle.
I love that. So good. All right. So hack number four is really, you want to make breakfast super easy for everyone and give your kids ownership over breakfast as well. I love to cook and I actually loved, you know, making breakfast for my kids, but also you can do a lot of prep in advance. So, you know, we used to make these little egg bites in our Instapot. Basically, they taste exactly like you get at Starbucks. They're super easy. They're protein packed. You can make a ton of them in advance. You know, put them where your kids can find them in the morning. Make smoothies in advance or buy prepackaged smoothies. And then toaster waffles with peanut butter. That was kind of always our go-to because it was super easy for my kids. Cereal, power bars, whatever makes the morning a little bit easier and get a little bit of something in their stomachs is just super helpful. And just create an opportunity for your kids to take ownership over that, right? So have the yogurt available in the fridge where they can reach it. Have the snacks in an area where they can just go in and grab it so that you're not always having to do all of that.
That's right. And really building that in, right? Back to the checklist that this is part of what they do in the morning. We know that, especially like as I got older with teenagers, they'd be like, I don't want to eat. I'm not hungry. But I know how important that was, right? For their brains, for their focus to really have a productive day. So really this idea of like, what are the grab and go options that you have that for you and for them can get everybody out the door. All right, number five, and I love this from both the breakfast, when he said it, grab and go, what's your morning launch zone? And I think this is also a reframe. Like sometimes it's like, you know, book bags take over our kitchen and shoes are everywhere, but really having a place where all of that can kind of go and live makes it so much easier. Do you have the cubbies, the hooks, bins with their names on them? Like what's a way that they know, hey, this is where this goes back to? As my boys were going back and forth between two houses, it's like, okay, where's this? Where's the book bag? And so having just zones really allows them to say like, okay, this is where the book bag goes and it stays. So on Monday morning, which is always a favorite, we're hunting down the homework or the book bag or we can't find it. And having one space where everything lives is a really just another way, right? That's going to help make your morning that much smoother.
And then hack number six, just keep extra stuff in the car. I know as a busy entrepreneur, you should probably be doing this anyway. And I know as a realtor, I always had like a little kit in the back of my car that was paper towels and I don't know, all kinds of stuff, snacks, everything. But for your kids, you want to put some snacks in the car, okay? Preferably ones that aren't going to melt or spoil, right?
Yes.
Extra water bottles. I mean, how many times have you gotten to school? Oh my gosh, I forgot my water bottle. And then I don't know if you're this way, Kimber, but I have like a section in my kitchen that's only water bottles. I feel like I have 40 water bottles. You know what I mean? Keep some of them in your car, you know, put them in your trunk. Hair ties, you know, if you've got girls or boys with long hair. And then you've got two middle schoolers. So I don't know if you do this yet, but you will, which is to keep that deodorant on hand in the car.
Amen.
Because once you get in the car, it's painfully obvious who remembered and who did not. So Anything else you keep in your car?
The snacks has been a big one. I mean, like snacks, paper towels, I feel like I could definitely, we would survive in my car for a while. Extra shoes. But for the boys, it is like snacks for like is a serious one, like protein bars. I just refill that stuff and I leave it in the car. Because even for me, like if I'm rushing and running through the day and I haven't eaten and I'm between meetings, knowing that it's there, the kids get out of school and they're like, right, they're spent, they're hungry, I've got all these boys. And so just having a couple things that I can like throw back, it just brings all of the energy down. So those are big ones. Tylenol.
I love that.
That's also my
It's actually such a good feeling when you take that first trip and you don't need to pack any snacks. You know, you're just like, just figure it out as we go. It's a great feeling.
I'm so far away from that. Like I'm going to have fruit snacks in my bag for a really long time.
Yeah. I also think you got to let your kids have consequences around this too. Like I think sometimes parents, they try to prevent any bad things from happening to their children. I remember I had a friend who was telling me that their 16-year-old forgot their lunch and then they were going to go and drive their 16-year-old lunches to them to high school. And I was like, I don't know about that. You know, what are the consequences of forgetting some of these things? So it's a sneaky balance.
It is. But I think there is something to be learned, right? Like if there's always like where our zone's pretty tight, like we got four different schools, but they're not that far away. And so it is, we're getting lots of calls like, I forgot this. And I was like, well, I think you're gonna have to email your teacher and let her know that you didn't get your assignment in because I'm not going to turn around and like drive it back up to the school.
Yeah.
So I think it is. It does help, especially for middle schoolers and certainly now high schooler. It's like, yeah, sorry, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to figure that out.
Maybe not when they're five, you know?
Not when they're five, but usually they don't make them starve at school.
No, it's true.
Everybody figures
it out. It's true.
All right. Our final one, which I love because there's so many ways and just like both from a technology standpoint, but also just where can you get leverage, right? Outsource and automate and replicate like anything that's possible. Like one of the things that completely simplified my life was not feeling like I had to be this every creativity around all of the meals. So what is the standard grocery delivery? This is what's happening. It comes on Sundays. This is what's in it. It just happens. It takes the thinking out of it. And for my boys, right, I've got boys, like we go through 3 gallons of milk a week. I know it's insane, but they also know like, this is it. Like, we're not going to get another order until Sunday. So if you're like, if you decide to like eat cereal for your snack.
I feel like my two boys go through 3 gallons. So that doesn't even seem like that much to me. Yeah.
It's crazy. But we just know like, this is what we have. And like, it's coming and this is the order.
Deal with it.
It's made it so much easier. That's right. And these are the meals. Like this is the rep we always do, like Taco Tuesday, right? We do pasta on Wednesdays.
I love that.
Like it's just like this is the repetition. And then it just helps a lot. Everybody has to think about it.
Yeah.
So and then the calendaring stuff, get it in ahead of time, right? Like what's the visual? I think visuals are so powerful. Do the kids know the calendar? Can you really think about upfront, especially in the fall, what activities are they going to do? Do they need to do every single activity? How do they commit? How are they partnering with you to make some of those selections so that you really understand like how the week is going to flow? And I find, especially for my boys, they want to know what's going on. And if I can give more transparency to the schedule, it helps everybody.
Well, and I think, you know, I just give everybody permission to not have to keep up with the Joneses in terms of activities. You know, I know that's a choice that we made just to limit the kids' activities. Because at the end of the day, like having dinner together as a family was important to us. And that may not be important to you as some of our listeners, but I think sometimes we just feel this pressure. We got to get our kids in sports when they're five. And then by the time they're 17, you've got 4 kids that are, you know, and they don't have a life together. You know, because they never see each other. So if you're feeling super frenetic because of your activities, just think about it. Like, is there something that you can pare down? Is there something that you could do differently? Can you, you know, if your kid loves soccer, is there a different league that's not 5 afternoons a week? It's 2 afternoons, you know? So I just give everybody permission to kind of say no to some of those things.
And even like, where can you find synergies? Like one of our boys wanted to do an activity and we were like, well, let's see if they have it at the other school so that we're all going in the same direction, right? Like, so that it just made it easier. We know Tuesdays and Thursdays are going to be the longer days, but that a lot of the activities are around the same area so that it was lessening, like getting all over town. So where possible, I think it's worth exploring that. And then I think just harness like the power of leverage. Is there a college student, a nanny share, another family that you could share with to really kind of lessen some of this, the burden, especially at the height of it, right? You have kids that aren't driving, getting them all over a town. Where are there places that even, like Wendy said, just a couple of hours a week could really change and allow much more meaningful time? Our fabulous co-host, Tiffany, always says, you know, it doesn't matter. Kids don't really care who cooked the meal. They care who ate it with them. And so where are the places? Like, could you get somebody that comes in and helps do some meal prep for you so that you can, when you get home, you can eat as a family if that's what you choose, but that you're not, you know, sometimes just the swirl of getting everything done, the laundry, the food, the meals, the prep, like you're kind of throwing the food at the table and you've got to go on to the next thing. And where is the opportunities to really create those meaningful moments?
I love that. So these are our 7 hacks for hectic mornings. Our first hack was just you time. Take a little bit of time at a minimum of 15 minutes or possibly longer, depending on who you are. Like Kimber said, win the morning, win the day. And hack number 2 is just a little bit of strategic thinking around your morning. Okay, prep the night before, prep the week before in terms of getting everything together. And if it feels overwhelming, get someone who's good at it. If you're not good at it, get some help. Get somebody who's going to help you out with that. I love your idea, Kimber, of creating a visual checklist. I think this is so important for kids, especially with kids who have ADHD, who often are really struggle with executive functioning, which is this idea of like getting up and doing what they're supposed to. I know it's like, for me, it's easy. You know, and I have kids that it was never easy for. So I had to create some tips and tricks to make it a little bit easier for them. Make breakfast easy. You know, breakfast is important. They say it's the most important meal of the day to get your kids going right. So make it easy on yourself and don't sweat it. You know what I mean? Don't sweat it. And then create a morning lunch zone. So smart. If you don't have that in your house, hire a handyman or just put up some pegs and get some bins and write your kid's name on it. You know, it doesn't have to be fancy. Keep extra stuff in the car and then outsource or automate anything that's possible. And at the end of the day, guys, remember, it's really about connection over perfection. Motherhood and fatherhood are very stressful. And I can tell you, as a mom who was so far from perfect, it wasn't even funny. My kids still turned out pretty good. You're okay. You know, give yourself grace. Running a business and a household is a lot, and some mornings are going to be messy.
And embrace the mess.
Yeah, embrace the mess.
Start at school.
Yeah. So guys, go out there and build your big business and even bigger life. Have a great day.
Have a great week.
This podcast is for general informational purposes only. The views, thoughts, and opinions of the guest represent those of the guest and not Keller Williams Realty LLC and its affiliates, and should not be construed as financial, economic, legal, tax, or other advice. This podcast is provided without any warranty or guarantee of its accuracy, completeness, timeliness, or results from using the information.